Welcome to this new episode of the CX Leadership Talks. My name is Nienke Bloem and I'm here today solo. No guest, it's just me. Me and you and an honest conversation about closing the loop. And I give you 9 suggestions to have more impact, to maybe get the project afloat or to have a real spice up your leadership. So how about we get cracking? And I'm sharing my insider tips with you so you can benefit and create more business impact.
In the age of the customer, many companies and organizations fall short in meeting the needs and wants of their customers, let alone exceeding them. And it's time to change that. Welcome to CX Leadership Talks. Our passion is to be a catalyst for you and your organization as a customer experience leader to help understand, design, and improve experiences across the entire customer journey and the customer lifetime. It's time to spice up your CX leadership, and we've got the pro who's going to talk you through it. This is CX Leadership Talks, and now your host, Nienke Bloem.
Hi, my dear listeners. I'm so happy that you're listening to this episode of the CX Leadership Talk podcast, and maybe even you're watching this on YouTube. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about closing the loop, because last week I hosted a customer experience masterclass, and one of the topics that they were struggling with, that CX team, was with their closing the loop program. We found out during one of the assignments that was about data storytelling that the time they were taking on solving their tickets and solving their signals, if they put that all together, it was more than 500 years, all the tickets they were having. And it was so big. And when we started talking about the project, about how the Closing the Loop program was run, you could just feel that the energy was out. While I, as a CX leader, really think this is one of the topics that you can really hit it out of the ballpark. I'm not an American, but you could really nail it. You could really score. And I also think it's very important that we as CX leaders focus on closing the loops. Why? Because our organizations are looking for direct impact to customers. Yes, closing the loop is your improving the yesterday and the tomorrow a little bit. It's not creating a new future, but this is where a lot of organizations are looking for to get results. And this is also, if you get some results, you can use it into your benefit tracking. You can use it into your storytelling. You can use it to engage the board. So I think closing the loop is a topic that we should focus on much more within customer experience management. And I don't know if you're responsible for closing the loop, if you're into some of the teams. I think within CX, we need to have an investment in this. I think we also need to have a responsibility. And this is actually where we really can have great impact. So this episode, the reason why I'm telling you this is because I was feeling for the people that I met last week. And I thought, what could I think of? So I digged a little bit deeper within the projects I did, within the customer experience leaders that I mentored, that I did my masterclass with. What could you do get these projects afloat, to really give it a boost, to get the impact you have? And solution number 0, if things are really not working, you can always give the project back. Although closing the loop is actually improving customer experiences, so sometimes it's really difficult, especially when you are into CX. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to give you 9 suggestions to get closing the loop better running, to improve it, to give it a boost. Are you ready? Are you ready to roll? I think you are. So yes, and this is a solo episode, no guest. It's me and my wisdom for you. So let's have this conversation. And please let me know through the socials if you have other suggestions. But I think, because I think this is, we need to really work on our closing the loops better. So I have 9 suggestions, but maybe for the people that think closing the loop, Nienke, what do you mean with closing the loop? So first of all, I think there, we as customer experience professionals, we are collecting so much data, customer input. So we have, from the outside in perspective, we have surveys, we have reviews, we have, I think, from speech analytics, we have elements from customers. But let's focus on these reviews, let's focus on these surveys. And closing the loop is really has 2 elements. It's the inner loop and the outer loop. That's, or it's called the small loop and the big loop, or I don't know what language you use, but the inner loop is that a customer gives feedback and they say, for example, at the time when I was responsible for CX at KPN, they say a technician was going to come and they didn't come and they put it in their survey. You do an immediate solution. So first of all, you say, sorry, we didn't mean to, and you reach out to them. It's actually a process that you need to systemize. I come back to that later because it's one of the solutions that I'm going to give you. But I think it's really important that we make sure that we're proactive in that. So that's the inner loop. We call it the fire fighting. There's a little fire at the customer. We're going to put it out, the inner loop. So that's our language. Then it appears that every day about 5 customers are complaining about technicians didn't come. That means there's something wrong on the inside of our companies, in processes, in communications. I don't know. It needs to be found out. And that's the outer loop. The outer loop, or the big loop, it's called. And this is your process improvement. It's also called fire prevention. It's not that crazy, right? And this is really where we often work with squads. When you work in value stream in an agile environment, you need to make sure that these are becoming an epic and they're prioritized. But also, this is where a lot of time project teams are working on improvements. So these are the improvements to projects, all these things that need to be improved. It could be in processes, it could be communication, it could be behavior. But it's something that there's more than one. It's not the N is one and it's not direct customer contact. We need to improve and to make sure that we prevent customer shizzle from happening. So a little bit of explanation of closing loop. So the closing loop is a system around it. And this is really improving your customer experiences day by day. You need to get some clock speed in this. And what if that's not happening? What if that is stuck? If there's no energy, if there's no improvement, or maybe if you could just think, I could improve, is what this episode is about. So let's get cracking. Number one, I have to have a look because I created a list. First of all, I think it's really great to organize a co-creation session with everybody improved that is involved. So what do I think about? I think about, for example, organizing. So I'm going to make it really practical. So organize a World Cafe setting for 2 hours where you invite agents, you invite people from the improvement teams, you invite people from senior leadership that are responsible, and you together, all of them, really take a deeper look at the closing the loop process. How are you doing it? And what I want you to is not presenting what you do, but you let all of them find out. So you make sure that you have your lists, your numbers, you have customer feedback, and you make sure that they themselves, we call it tripping over the truth as a concept, find out how are we actually performing on closing the loop. You might give them some pre-work before, but this is really an interesting way of getting everybody involved, get them engaged, and to get them review. So ask them questions like, how are we performing on the quality of the solutions? How are we truly improving customer experiences? How are we going for speed? Are we doing it fast? Are we doing it slow? So that, I think, first of all, you need to really address the problem. What are we doing good? What is not going good? And then see if you can get like one solution out of that. So maybe even do a battle with some design thinking challenges, but get everybody involved. And I think World Cafe setting is a great way to do that. I'll put a link in the show notes of what a World Cafe is, because I think it's a great way of engaging everybody. It takes a lot of preparation of you, and you take just 2 times of them, and of course you need to catch up. So that's idea one, co-create with all those involved and do a World Cafe setting, for example. Solution number 2. I think this is really interesting that you as a leader, when things are maybe a little bit stuck or you want to have a close look on how it's going, call those back, those customers on an individual level that were in the inner loop part. How did they feel that their customer feedback was taken along? Maybe even also those that were not called back. Do a research yourself on how those customers from an outside-in perspective have experienced your closing the loop. So do like an experience investigation on closing the loop. Let's call it like that, an experience closing the loop investigation. So you're going to call these customers yourself, maybe even with some teammates of yours. So you're going to make it a little project, a secret project of 2 weeks, or maybe you do not so secret, because if you do it a secret, then later people might feel like, ooh, what's she doing? You could say what we're going to do is going to do an external and outside-in perspective research on how we're performing. and we're going to ask our customers and who wants to help me. It's also, it gives you a feeling if people don't want to help you, right? That might be interesting. So that's tip number two, just to get it afloat. And of course, report transparently and maybe even tape some of these conversations so you can use those clips. Number three, this one is a little bit a bigger one, but research and have conversation of ownership, of governance in your closing the loop. And what do I mean with that? I've done this myself, and not as an SME, where there were many sources of closing the loop. So they had the reviews, they had testimonials, they had, of course, their surveys. And what we saw is that, for example, the reviews, the ownership of that was at marketing. But we saw that surveys, the ownership was at the contact center. And there was not real clear who was doing whose ownership, so strategic. Also, how important was it? Who's reporting on what? Also, the tactics were not really defined. So what reviews do we respond or don't we respond? Which reviews do we put on our websites? Also, which surveys do we call? Do we only call the zeros and the ones back? In the NPS survey this was, but it could be also be in your CSAT surveys. Do we call the nines and the tens? Do we call the promoters? What is, so from a strategic lens, but also, and who does what? How does it, is it in workforce management, in the contact center? So you really drill it down on governance and organizational elements. Who is responsible for what? And this is a longer time project. It's really interesting because what you do is you lift something up because often some elements have not been covered. And what I've seen in practice is that people find it really difficult. Whose is it? And do I have to do it? That's a lot of work. Oh yeah, really. But do we find it important? So you really get into that conversation. And I think defining ownership on strategics, on tactics, but also on operational, who calls when, and maybe give the people that do it, give them some support. And this is actually all about the inner loop first. You could also see it on the outer loop. But I think this is also the inner loop because this is where you have direct customer impact, where you can really call those back that gave you feedback, because that is so important. So tip number three, really do an ownership governance project. Number four, I think this one is exciting because what I've seen, and this is an outer loop suggestion, do a project or a program, like a 1-year program where you are going to do everything you can on solving issues. And I have two examples that I've known about. One I've read about from the book of Steven van Bellegem. This is on KBC Bank, where they did a project to Strategy 2020, and they put a room, a separate room, and they said they investigated all kinds of improvement points from a customer perspective, from an employee perspective. And they said, every time we solve something, we put a little star up, and then we put what the star is. So there was a project manager that was responsible for this, and that person just went about, and every time they solved something, they put it up there, and they really celebrate in a big time. So they took, I think, 3 years. And they, in the end, solved so many issues. KBC Bank even won a prize for this. Then I have another project, which I'm even more fond of, because it's from Clint Payne. And he won Customer Experience Leader of the Year in the International CX Awards. And I think it's very interesting to see what he did. He introduced Project Hashtag 99. So he didn't say closing the loop or improve customer. He gave it a really cool name. That is a really good, fun one. And then what he did, he said, next year, we have these 99 issues and we're going to solve them. And he created buy-in from the board. So they created like an estafette, so like in athletics, and they created this momentum. And then every time one of the board members picked one of those, but also people from employees in the contact center, people in improvement teams, and they could all say, this project I'm going to solve, and they could get some help from the team from Clint, but he also had really cool visuals. I think this project in 1 year also improved their NPS incredibly. He measured everything, which I find very smart. They decreased the number of calls. It gave great energy. He had some gifts, special gifts for those that did well. So create a project with great momentum and energy. That is something that people want to belong to. Create a program on the outer loop, whether it's like KBC Bank or a multi-choice Hashtag 99, make it something big and special. Then suggestion number five, we're halfway, people. I'm curious if you're taking notes or what, but I found this very interesting when I was thinking about it. I thought I could only come up with three, but I've got even to nine. And when I started taping, I got even more, but I'm going to stick to nine because I think that's enough. So now it's five. And I think the input that you get from your closing the loop could be perfect for a risk management session, especially on engaging the board. I think one of the things that boards don't want is risks. And there are a lot of customer risks out there. Do you see some elements that might be a risk to either reputation, to either operation, to either financials? You see from these topics that have not improved for many years, or that might be a risk towards the future. And I think we should be even more having a hawkeye on that. How can we see these elements? And yes, you have to bring it in a very professional way, not in a dramatic way. But also when you bring it as a risk management, try to see if you can also come up with solutions already. This is a strategic lens to outer loop, but I think this is an opportunity. So number five. Continuing, number six. We talked about a big program on outer loop. We talked about risk management outer loop, but how about making it really small? Go like a growth hacking session. But what I like really is, I know a bank and one of the CX leaders, every 2 months she organized, I don't know if she still does it, so that is, but I think the idea is perfect. She organized Friction Friday. So she took one of these big elements that were in the outer loop, and maybe she combined some of them. So for example, a bank, and they had their mortgage process, and she saw that it took too long before people reacted. The letters were too inside out written. And then she said, today, this Friday, I'm going to prepare everything. I'm going to create this session. And we are going to make sure that these frictions that we have are going to be solved at the end of the day. So it's really like a pressure cooker. Everybody's there, people that are in IT, people that can write communication, people that can call customers. You go in one day and you have this Friction Friday and people love it because you can say at the end of the day, we solved this issue. So how about that? Making it really small, take one at a time. And then if you do this Friction Friday every other Friday, let's be honest, you've solved 24 big issues at the end of the year. How about that? Smart, eh? Number seven. Number seven is much more of a strategic lens, but I think if you're maybe if you're stuck or if you see that there's improvement potential, you can talk about it. But how about starting reporting on it? So instead of just doing NPS, you're going to also report on how you performed on closing the loop. So you're going to say, we supposed to call 80% of our customers back that scored like between 0 and 6, and we called the 9th and the 10th, but we only called back 20%. And then you just keep on doing that for a couple of months. And then when you don't see any progression, or you're going to have, and then you also report on the reviews, you report on all the sources you have, and you make it just very objective. So no opinions, please. And that's going to be difficult for us because we see so much improvement. But this is like an objective look on it. So just a reporting. And then after 4 months, you say, I'm like making this report. Let's have a session on it. What does this say about us? Let others then see it. So the World Cafe ID number one is much more qualitative. This is much more quantitative. And then you dive deeper. So this reporting, it takes some time. You collect everything and you just send a report to the ones that are responsible. And then after that, you do a review session where you say, let's do a leadership session on closing the loop. You make it important and you say, is this who we want to be? Is this how we want to treat our customers? I think it's a very valuable one. It takes some time and it needs you to be a little bit distant in the beginning. But this is a way of objectifying and really making it stick. Well, number eight, I think this one is really about engagement and making it small again. So I think this is interesting. How about getting those in the tactics, you're calling back those 0s and 1s, and how about all of the people that are involved in the leadership and you join the contact center and call these customers back yourself? So you get really invested, you get intrinsically motivated, and you join the squads of calling back customers. I see this doesn't happen that often, I'm going to be honest. It really works well. Or you could say, dear leadership team, we're always calling back the 0 and the 1s. And yes, we're going to help, but let's us call back these customers that gave us a 9 and a 10. Pick a specific segment and call it back yourself. Do an hour and a half session from 5 to 6:30 in the afternoon organize some pizzas and do a wrap up in the end. What did we think of this? How often do we have to do this? Do we engage others? This also engages senior leadership, and it's a real easy way to have direct customer impact, and it boosts morale from the people in the contact center that are usually doing it, also from the people doing it. It's a big hurdle, but call customers yourself. And then that was 8. We're coming to 9. Yeah, I know. Isn't it going fast? I hope you took notes. 9. This is something I've been saying in my customer experience master. So we have the inner loop. We have the outer loop. But how about twice or 3 times a year to all the customers that filled out your survey, send them back a survey stating what you have changed. So if you make this a strategic priority, so you say customer feedback is important, what we do, we learn from it, but we also get back to our customers. So twice a year, I think that will be a great momentum of to do. And you will say, and so you also have to keep track of what you improved, huh? So that's already important. And then you could say, dear customers, based on your feedback, we improved, for example, the mortgage letters. We got our customer our waiting time to get a response back from 12 days to 5 days, and we have decided to call back every customer from a 0-1. I don't know. If you send that out, I promise you that your response rates will be getting higher because people will really see that you act. Dear people, those were my 9 suggestions. 1, co-creations with agents, create a world cafe. 2, act on individual feedback. Research that yourself, maybe together with peers. 3, a governance ownership session. Who does what? And make sure that you put this project afloat and that you get some real clear discussions and get clear governance. 5, risk management. Use your outer loop elements and see how you can translate that and see where there's possible risks for your organization. 6, how about go friction hunting? Maybe create Friction Friday. How about that? 7, report on the change. Do an objective way of looking how you're performing on the outer loop. And then 8, call the customers yourself. Join the squad. And 9, close the meta loop. My 9 suggestions to get more out of your closing the loop. I think it's so important that we in customer experience management work on closing the loop. Get ourselves invested, and not just on cultural strategy. And maybe you think, I don't know what you're talking about, Nienke, but this is my priority. I hope so. And if it is your priority, maybe one of these 9 suggestions helps you to become even better. Please let me know which of the 9 really resonated with you. I would love to hear it on LinkedIn or in a personal message, because this is what we're doing. And when you're watching it on YouTube, put it in the comment, because I think we can learn so much more together. And also for you all that are listening to this, I am looking for new guests on the podcast. So if that is you, please be welcome. Connect to me. My email address is nienke@nienkebloem.nl and tell me why you want to be on the podcast. And thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate it. Give this podcast a little bit love. 5 stars would be great, but just tell me what you think about it. Engage and let's spice up our leadership. And this episode was all about closing the loop. I want to talk to you back next week. Happy greets from me to you.
You've been listening to CX Leadership Talks. Nienke is a customer experience speaker and educator. She has written books and spoken and educated leaders all around the world. She's one of the global thought leaders in the field. We hope you've enjoyed this show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, you can also find us on YouTube and LinkedIn and nienkebloem.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on CX Leadership Talks.